Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, this morning, investigators continue to work to determine what led a pickup truck driver to plow down people on a riverfront bike path near the World Trade Center yesterday, killing eight. The mayor called the attack a particularly cowardly act of terror. The driver is in critical condition after police shot him. Officials weren't authorized to discuss the investigation, saying on condition of anonymity that the man, Saifulo Saipov, a 29-year-old immigrant from Uzbekistan this morning. I heard Governor Andrew Cuomo on the BBC saying it's understandable that the center of the world for democracy could be the subject of such an attack.
David, we do know that anywhere in the world is a possible place for a terrorist to go. We do know that ISIS and to some degree some of these other organizations have encouraged people to do exactly this. A car is one of the most lethal of weapons if used in a particular kind of way, and this is now happening. And the idea is to instill fear into the population and to yell, God is good. But how do you yell, God is good, when you're taking lives the way that this very dangerous man, or some would say freak, does what he did? It is disgusting, and it is something that will raise horror in everybody's minds. It turns out, of course, that many of the people who died, out of the eight, I think six were foreigners who were here for a holiday, because New York attracts that many people. I have to say, it is horrifying. I worry about my children. I worry about my grandchildren. And I know that it can happen anywhere people congregate. I wish I had the consoling words to say whether there was a good side to all of this. There really is not. You know, you do see certain political things. You see the mayor standing next to the governor. I don't understand if you're the mayor of New York. You go first, obviously. But the press picks up what the governor has to say because he's the most important person in the state. There's always that kind of thing around, but in this case, we are all mourning the fact that we are all so vulnerable, and there doesn't seem to be much we can do about it. If somebody is determined to die, they're determined to die. In fact, there's some indication that this guy was looking for death by cop because he got out of his automobile with what looked like revolvers, but turned out one was a starting gun and one was something else. So he was not expected to make it. The authorities will go chase down his wife. He apparently was married. They will find other people who knew him. They'll talk about his having been an Uber driver in New Jersey. But in fact, there's no taking it back. And that's what's so horrifying here.
From there to the politics of the day, with President Donald Trump blasting former campaign advisor George Papadopoulos as a liar and a low-level volunteer after it was revealed that he had secretly pleaded guilty and struck a cooperation agreement with special counsel Robert Mueller in the Russia investigation. Now, meanwhile, Alan, White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders scolded the media for being obsessed with Mueller's Russia investigation when, quote, a lot of other things are happening around the country and, frankly, people care more about.
Well, any of that may be true, but the law is the law. If you broke the law, you're going to pay for it. There's an article in the New York Times about Mueller's legal teams and how his top people are experts, or at least one of them is an expert in getting people to roll over on others. So you can't stop this thing once it gets going. Yes, I don't have any doubt that if I'm sitting there and I'm Donald Trump, I'm mulling the idea of pardoning everybody, thinking I can get away with that, and also firing Mueller. We've said over and over again that there's a state investigation going too, but that doesn't have nearly the resources the Justice Department can bring to bear. If Trump does it, there will be chaos in this country, political chaos.
Social media chaos, Alan. The giants are in the hot seat over election meddling, according to the New York Times, Facebook, Google, Twitter, all on Capitol Hill for marathon hearings, which they've all admitted that Russia's use of their platforms to sway the American electorate was bigger than previously acknowledged.
Well, every situation should be considered a learning experience. I think what happened was they are now aware of how they were being used. I think they're forthcoming. I think they're saying what happened, which is smart. And what we all have to worry about now is that this will be an excuse to take some of our civil liberties away from us. There are going to be calls for continued vigilance on anybody who says anything on the internet. Now, will that be productive? No. Can it be done? Probably not. But it's just one more way in which we will be subjected to folks who want to take away the civil liberties and the abilities of Americans to talk to each other.